BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. We're talking Yankees and Garrett Cole decision and the Giants and their pathetic performance yet again from yesterday. Now, one football team in town that is actually good, BT, and I'm going to educate you on this a little bit because I'm getting educated myself. So I went to the Red Bulls game yesterday, New York Red Bulls playoff game, and they had an incredible win as a 7 seed, knocking off the 2 seed, last year's champion. And the game went into penalty kicks.
Okay, it's a good win.
Yeah, it was nice. It was an incredible win. I was out there. But here's what I... And thank you to Sammy. Me and my family went. I took my wife and my daughter.
In the suite?
In the suite. Had a great time.
Nice.
This is where it gets interesting. And by the way, I am actually now, like, legit into this team where I want to potentially go next round because they're going to be next round. They might even play Miami, the team with Messi on.
Yes.
That could be the second round matchup if Miami wins their game. I'm going to look at the games for the MLS. Who would have ever thought? I'm into the MLS, and it's not because they sent me a hoodie. I'm actually into it. It's fun. So here's the issue.
Can you name a player, just out of curiosity?
You can name the last name of their best player, Forsberg.
Hey, guy, nice job. I hear Forsberg, I think, Avalanche, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I
think that's hockey. How I know Peter Forsberg, yeah. Right? But so Forsberg. The issue is I don't know the game. Like, I could watch it and see, like, oh, if they're getting close to scoring. I don't know what a yellow card is, whatever. I got a long way to go, but I am genuinely, like, rooting for this team and organization. We had a great time. So we're in the suite, and we see JWoww. In the same suite. You know who
music,
that is?
Little Knicks action, right?
No, JWoww.
No. Oh, JWoww, no.
From Jersey Shore.
Yes. Sean Stookie's friend.
Yes, JWoww.
Yeah.
Well, there was multiple people in there. You're right.
Okay.
JWoww was one of the people that was in. Now, I'm a big fan of the Jersey Shore, of course. I don't know. You were into it or not?
I used to watch it here and there. I know every person.
I was telling you, Robert Randolph, who we also met, he does the Knicks Friday night
Knicks music.
I think
he
does Amazon Prime themes. He's a big sports fan. He was busting my chops about Carl Banks.
Oh, he's Boys McCall?
Yeah. So it was fun. He listens to the fan all the time. So it was fun meeting him. But JWoww was in there, and then Danielle, I forget her last name, from The Housewives. You watch Jersey Housewives?
I get pulled into all this stuff.
Me too, because of my wife.
Yeah.
And now
not
like
as
it.
Much recently, but...
And Danielle and her husband are, like, our favorites.
Okay.
But now, like, it's weird for me, and I don't know why that is. I needed you there.
Why?
Because you'd just be like, oh, hey, JWoww, hey, Danielle. And I'm sitting in the corner, and I'm like, my wife, I'm like, if you want to go say something, just, like, do it. We're in the same... But my wife is getting shy, of course, and I didn't say anything. And they were very nice. They were both there hanging out doing their own thing. But, like, again, a missed opportunity. Now, what would I have done? Like, hey, Danielle, really big fan of the show. Or, hey, JWoww, watch it.
And it's pretty basic, like, stuff.
And maybe get a picture and post it.
Let me ask you this, Al. What do people do, those who like you?
Yeah. I know, you're right.
What do they do when they come up to you?
I know.
Hey, Sal, love the show. Hey, man, you mind if I get a picture? It's the same thing, dude.
And I love when they do that. But I know, you're right.
You got to get over the stage fright when you meet these people that are famous.
I think it's not about being like putting them on a pedestal. It's you're on the same level as them, dude.
There you go.
Well, I mean, not really. They're a lot more famous than I am.
Who cares?
Although to our world, like, you know, some people are like, some housewife is here and somebody from the Jersey Shore.
Everybody's
you're on the fan. Like,
there's 131 million housewives in America.
Yeah.
Not many midday guys on the fan.
I get it. Even like Frank at Rails, he would always be like, the housewives are coming in from Jersey. Who cares? Like, you're on the fan. Can you get BT and Casillas in here? So yes, it's all relative. I get it. And that people listening to this, like, dude, Jersey Shore, come on. Who watches that? Or housewife? But we do.
Yep.
And I love JWoww, which
fun.
Was very nice.
I like JWoww too.
I feel like, and Danielle, it felt like I missed an opportunity. They have no idea who the hell I am. Maybe that was part of my insecurity. Like, oh yeah, hey, I'm Sal from the. They would have no idea.
And they pretend that they do, and they give that glazed look, and you know that they don't know who you are, which does make it a little bit odd.
Well, here's what really pushed me back. There was another radio person in there. I forget her last name. Danielle from the Z100 morning show on
like the
Elvis
morning
Duran.
Thing?
Yeah, are you familiar with her, Hoff?
Yeah, I think she has a really annoying voice.
Oh, don't say that. Wow. She was very nice.
Nice person.
Anyway, just an annoying voice.
So the other Danielle, the housewife, goes up to her. Based on hearing her voice, I was like, oh, Danielle, I'm a big fan.
You see?
I know. And then I'm thinking...
You were hoping for the same thing.
Well...
I do three random questions every week here. How do you not know my voice?
I thought maybe the only chance was that either JWoww's husband, boyfriend or Danielle's husband, maybe they know the fan and maybe they're sports fans. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I watch SNY or I listen to the fan. But I felt... I don't know, but I'm kicking myself about this 24 hours later.
Now, you also said you needed me there, so by saying that, you just think I would have just strolled right into the middle of it?
Well, if you were there, what would you have done?
I would have...
My wife and I want to meet JWoww.
Oh, do for you? 100%. If do it for Jen, 100%. For myself, no. I wouldn't have been... And I know them both, and it's all good. They're good at what they do, but...
So you would have done the same thing I did then?
Well, you didn't do anything.
Correct. So you said for yourself, like you would have just played it cool.
Yeah, but your wife wanted it too. So
well, if, she didn't really say it. I said.
Well, you could tell.
I know.
Like
I know.
If Jen watched those shows more than me, we binged all that stuff when the kids were real little.
Right.
Now that they're 8 and 9, it's less time for getting home. Okay. You know our schedule is crazy. But there was a minute where we were into all that stuff, and my wife even more so. She would like get the hour like after breastfeeding or whatever it might be. Like, hey, I got a little downtime. Don't leave me alone. Hey. Do your thing, and she'd watch all that stuff. If she really wanted to meet them, I'd 100% step up and introduce myself. And if I was there and she wasn't, and you wanted it, or your wife wanted it, I'd do it for you guys.
And you would just walk up and say what? Hey, Brandon Tierney, Midday Show.
This no, I wouldn't say Midday Show. No, I wouldn't say I'm not going to drop the resume here. I'd say my name.
Yeah.
And I'd say, hey, big fan, and my partner. I don't know if you know who we are. You might not. I'd probably be self-deprecating. You probably don't know who we are, but we do. We do a show on the Fan, yeah. And my partner, yeah. Who's great, and also a lunatic,
yeah.
And his wife loves you. Any chance we can get a picture? That's how I do it.
I know. It's just so weird. Hoff is good in those spots.
He is good at that.
What is the line that you sent me? You should tell me something like that. Like you may not know me, but your father
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I know. But that was when I was young and
okay,
single.
So their husband knows you.
Yeah, but they didn't. The husbands were there, and like I was standing, and nobody said anything. Mm. Although then I was thinking like they could have thought that I didn't know who they were.
Possible.
They don't know that. Like,
that's
they see
possible.
Me looking, and we did make eye contact, but, like, who's to say that they were like, oh, maybe he doesn't know who we are.
Very
we don't
possible.
Know who, he is.
Who else was in this suite here? Anybody else?
I gave you Robert Randolph.
Yep.
Gave you him.
And what did
Danielle from Z100.
Did Carl text him, or did he text Carl?
The first thing, he's like, oh, I got to take a pic. Come on, man, get a picture. I'm going to post it on Twitter and tell Carl, whatever. So he was joking around. So that was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, then Danielle, like I said, from Z100. There was a couple of influences that, like, I couldn't pick them up.
I have
no
idea.
Tell me who they
people.
Are.
Yeah,
I have no idea. But they were
neither.
In there as well.
Okay.
And then, then Jay Wow and Danielle from Housewives. I'm a fan. Here's the truth behind it. I'm going to tell this story, and I really don't even want to. This is embarrassing. It's more embarrassing.
God. What?
I know. You're going to be disappointed.
No, I love it. Go ahead. I'm
so
sure
years
the audience
ago,
will laugh, too. Go
many
ahead,
years ago, I would probably say almost 10 years ago, Jimmy Traina invited me to an SI party.
Okay.
It might have been like a Maxim party.
Right? Oh, even better.
It was a good one. I'm
yeah,
single,
those Maxim parties
in the city.
Used to be good.
Yeah. And I go there with Jimmy. We're standing around, of course, like two single idiots who don't belong in this room. And I feel like a moron holding drinks.
Uh-huh.
And who do we see in the corner?
Who?
Snooki and JWoww.
Okay.
And now I can't, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm standing there and like, I know Hoff shaking his head.
Keep going.
And I'm like looking at.
So
like,
disappointing with you.
I know,
man.
Dude. I know.
He talks a big game every day on the radio. He's got no game. Once you get him away from a microphone, this guy.
You just nailed it. This is my comfort zone. This is my happy place. Outside of here, I'm like, the shell.
Uh-huh.
So I see her and like I have a drink and I'm like looking at her and like, oh man, that's JWoww and Snooki.
Mm-hmm.
And she is looking at me like, what are you looking at, bro?
Oh, not in a good way.
Yeah, I could see, like, it was an awkward. I was being awkward. I was just, like, stargazing.
Uh-huh.
And not getting, like, where she was coming from. Like, hey, are you going to, like, say hi or introduce yourself?
Or am I going to have to intervene with police here because it's getting uncomfortable.
So I felt that, and I think that's lingered with me in this spot with J-Lo.
How did you ever pick up a girl before you got married?
Well, I have confidence in a certain regard, but, like,
okay.
In this case...
Was this skinny?
Different.
This was skinny Sal, because I knew you 10 years ago.
Yeah,
Sal,
I was in
this
really
okay.
good shape. Yeah, like not that I was going to get her or anything.
No,
like,
I got you.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, it was. I don't know what my issue is.
Well, the good thing is you don't have to worry about that anymore because you're married.
So why couldn't I just say hello with
I don't
my
know.
Wife and kid there?
I don't know.
She's there with her family. It's not like a me and JWoww thing. It wasn't like I'm trying to spit game to her.
It's called networking, though, bro.
I'm not good at this. I'm not good at networking.
See, what you could have done is you could have introduced yourself, and you'll find out within 2 minutes if she's a Mets fan or a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
You get her on the Daily WFAN pod. That's what you do.
I know.
Yeah, the problem is half these people we talk to, they don't care about sports.
Yeah, but that's
they
what makes them
well, they were at a
Mets
soccer
fan.
Game, so they got to care about it a little bit.
No, or they could just be caring about a suite.
Well,
for
I hear you.
They would take down Red Bull stuff. Yeah, I went up to JWoww. Hey, you want to surf something?
You are an interesting cat.
Sir,
man.
I could have used you guys.
You really
just
are.
I miss my wingman.
I
would have
stepped up for you.
And I know
especially
you
back in the day, I would have.
Wow.
God.
That might have been a different story back in the day.